Let's talk about Class 1 because they're everyone in the top 10. Well, you got, let's say I have 8. I only see the top 8 here on the rankings as I'm looking at your website. But everyone is a perfect 4-0 in Class 1, starting with Valley Catholic, Marceline, Hamilton Penny, Lincoln, Lockwood Polo. I mean, just down the list, everyone is undefeated. So talk about Class 1.
That's going to start to shake out a little bit, too. Nine of the 10 teams are 4-0, a perfect, 4-0. East Buchanan, 3-1 at number 10. And then the only other one receiving votes is Monroe City. They're at 3-1. I think for the first time ever since I've been voting, Class 1 is as cut and dry for a top 10 as we've seen in an awfully long time. Valley Catholic, once again, they've got a juggernaut going on in St. Genevieve. Jed Nager has his program, and this may be the year they finally overtake Webb City for the lead in state championships. They got a big matchup later on down the line. I think they get Lamar later on this season, which I think is just going to be a phenomenal game.
Yeah, they do October 1st. Mm-hmm.
Yeah, it's not going to hurt them if they lose. It may drop them out of number one, which if they do lose and it's a close game, I think we've seen a precedent set in the voting when you saw CBC and Blue Springs lose. Close games. It's great competition. They stayed at 1-2. You saw Chaminade lose to CBC, but they remain the number one spot. So, depending upon what happens in that game, Valley Catholic should remain in the number one spot unless Lamar just takes them to the woodshed. I just don't see that happening. I think that's going to be a great game. But, yeah, the usual suspects are there. Penny's, once again, coming back to prominence. Marceline has a great team once again. You're seeing Lincoln, who not a lot of people have heard a lot about up until the last couple years, but they've slowly started to build a program. Haytie down in the Boot Hill, we've heard them in the past. So Class 1, it's as cut and dry as it's going to get. You're going to see some jockeying, I think, in between positions, but I don't see anybody else out of that top 10, top 11 really making big noises.